Well, as I said, today is Mother's Day, and on behalf of Father Smith, our deacons, and all of us here in the parish, I would like to wish all of you a very happy and beautiful Mother's Day. Of course, all of us as human beings have a woman who is our biological mother, and we owe her a great debt of gratitude for risking her own life and well-being to give us this most holy and precious gift of life. But for most mothers, the physical act of giving birth is only the beginning of motherhood. It involves nurturing your children, protecting them and educating them, and sharing in their lives, their joys and sorrows, their mistakes and accomplishments. It means teaching them right and wrong, praying for them, watching over them, and helping them to discern their vocation and place in life. And finally, God willing, it means seeing them marry and start families of their own and enjoying your grandchildren, which I have it on good authority, are far often easier to enjoy than your own children. And I think for us as Catholics, motherhood is especially meaningful because it is such a large part of our faith. Of course, we know that God is neither male nor female, but is beyond all sexual division, the eternal source of life and love. In our Holy Scriptures, for historical and literary reasons, God is most often pictured and referred to as a father. But in the Bible, we also see some striking images of God as a mother and a woman. For example, in the book of Isaiah, the Lord says, "Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you." And again in the book of Isaiah, "As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass." But certainly the most prominent and most beautiful figure of motherhood in the Bible is Mary, the Mother of God. Mary believed the word of the angel, and as St. Augustine tells us, she conceived in her heart before she conceived in her body. Mary carried God in her womb for 9 months, and she was with him from his birth at Bethlehem, through the flight into Egypt, and the years of silent growth in Nazareth. She was present at the first of his miracles at the wedding of Cana, and she traveled with him on his missions of preaching and healing. And finally, she stood at the foot of a cross next to John, the beloved disciple, and heard Jesus say to her, "Woman, behold your son," and to John, "Behold your mother." With those words, Jesus gave us his mother as our mother in faith, and as Vatican II teaches, as a model for the church. Mary is thus an example and an inspiration for all of us, but especially for mothers, an example of faith and trust, of patience and spiritual poverty and long suffering, an example of hope and of love. Of course, Mary had an advantage over all other human women. She was conceived without original sin. And certainly, when we look at our own mothers, we realize that they were not always perfect and sometimes had to struggle against great difficulties. But whatever the trials and pains we have experienced in our own lives and in the lives of our families, we know that a mother's love is pure and steadfast, patient, long-suffering, and enduring. It is, in fact, an image of that love of God which will never forget us and which is calling us to share in our eternal home in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.